Welcome to the weekly podcast from Christ Community Church. If you would like more information about this podcast or Christ Community Church, please visit our webpage at www.gochristcommunity.com. Blessings and enjoy the sermon.
Good morning. What a pleasure it is to be here this morning. Oh, man, it's nice to worship, isn't it? Oh, love it. There was a young teacher instructing her students on the intricacies of mathematics, especially adding and subtracting. And she'd been instructing them for several days, and finally she decided, well, I'll give them an oral test to see if they're getting the concepts. So she started asking a few of the students, and she finally, they were doing pretty good, and she finally came to one student. Of course, his name was Johnny. He said, Johnny, if I give you two kittens and two more kittens and then another two kittens, how many kittens would you have? And he thought for a few minutes, and seven. No. She thought, well, maybe he's got the concept wrong. So she let's try something different. If I give you two apples and two more apples and then another two apples, how many apples would you have? Six. That's correct. Well, how come when I give you two cats and two cats and two cats, you came up with seven? I already have a cat. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm telling that story, but I'll share that with you here in a few minutes. But we are the Gideons, and I want to share with you, you know, who we are, what we do, and what we've been able to accomplish over the years. Hopefully my voice will last for a while here, but we are nothing more than a group of Christian business and professional men from the different churches, just like this one, and other evangelical churches around the community and actually throughout the world. We are definitely now worldwide. We're in well over 100 countries, and we have accepted the promise that God gave us in Isaiah 55, that he was going to send forth his word, and it would accomplish what he sends it out to do, and it would not return to him null and void, but it would do what he wanted it to do. And so that's what we do. We try to get God's word out, with your help, of course. We are nothing more than an outreach ministry of the of this church and all the other local churches here in the community throughout the world. We depend on you to help support us, and then we get out and about and place Bibles in the highways and byways of life. Now, again, while I told that story, I wanted to share something with you here. I love young children because they don't have any preconceptions about what's going on in the world. So when we do a distribution at a school, they are very eager to accept a Bible from us. They get so excited. I've even had kids accept the Bible, and then pretty soon they'll come back. Could I get another one? I've got a friend on that bus over there that would like to have one. Give them one, they'll run and pass it through the window. Oh, I've got several here, thank you. So it's such a joy to place these Bibles. And when we go out on a placement, we fill our pockets full of these little testaments. And that gives us an opportunity to share God's word with the people at hotels and motels, and also the guests if we happen to corner one, and share not only the word of God, but an opportunity then, if they have questions, we can share the good news of our Lord and Savior. It's just such a neat institution. Again, we're well over 100 years old. And it started out with a couple of businessmen were traveling and wound up in a motel room. There was only one room left, and so they decided to get together. You know, they'd share the room. And they found out they were both Christians. So they had an opportunity then to share, to read God's word and pray together. And they enjoyed it so much, they decided to do it again the next year. And so they met, and then each year that they met, they brought a new friend. And then it got so big that they couldn't meet in a motel anymore, you know, back then. So they finally came up with the idea that they would go to the churches and get support from all their local churches, and then they could buy Bibles, have them published, and then present it in hotels and motels around the world. Well, not only do we do hotels and motels, but we also place Bibles in doctor's offices, hospitals. We also get an opportunity to share God's word with our police officers, firefighters, and also with our military before they are before they deploy. Anyway, we try to give them a Bible to take with them. It gives them something from home, you know, to take with them out on the battlefield. This little Bible here, I went to a estate sale here a couple of years ago, wandered through their house, and on one of the bookshelves there I found this little Bible. And this is a testament that was given to military people. And when I opened it up, it was published back in 1942. This gentleman was given this Bible before he went to war. And it meant so much to him that he kept it all those years. And it was just kind of a neat thing that I wanted to share with you. It's just really great. God has blessed us so much. Over the past well over 100 years, we've been able to place over 52 billion Bibles. Thousands and thousands of people have given their life to Christ. Were you able to open that? Nope. Gosh, that was such a good one, too. It explains things a whole lot better than I do, but but thank you anyway. Pardon me? Oh, that was the card, the Gideon card thing, isn't it? Now, we'll hold that off for a few minutes. Pardon me?
I still have my Bible from fifth grade that you guys distributed through school.
That is such a pleasure. It'd be kind of nice, you know, if, and I can understand that, because a Bible, you know, it's a personal thing. It was a gift given to you, and you want to keep it. But the thing to do, though, is to read it, accept Christ, your personal Savior, and then share it with somebody else, you know. Pass it on, as it were. But again, we try to get into the hotels and motels every year to make, pardon me?
Others with them, because they were sure that others would need that support too, and it gave,
go to his going away party. Boy, was it a party. I wasn't quite what we expected, but we went out back behind his house, and we were able to pray with him and his friends and give him the Bible. And he was a young man that had kind of been raised up in a Christian home, but his parents had gone through divorce, and he was just a time in his teenage years. But he knew going on that he couldn't go without the Word of God, and so we were able to pray with him, and he was really happy.
You bet. Thank you. Very good. Sure, your turn. Let me get off my feet here. Uh-oh.
I got my big boots on. Anyways, speaking of spiritual brilliance, the Gideons in Holland have published a Bible that's in four languages. And they put them on the cruise ships that cruise all through Europe. So it's in English, of course it's in Dutch, it's in German, and I think it's French. So we went on a cruise like that. My dad's last wife was Austrian, and she was angry at the Lord. And at the end of the cruise, I went to go give it back, and the cruise director said, no, no, it's a gift, you need it. And I'm like, okay, I mean, how do you say no? So what I didn't know is, Holy gave me this great idea, and I would read it in English, and then I would tell my dad's last wife who lived with us that I needed help with German. So I was reading the book of John to her in German, and I'd say, I don't know what this word means. So she would tell me, and she's like, this is very strange. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Amen.
Fast forward, we did that for many months when she lived with us, but at the end of her days when I was doing hospice with her and for her, I got a privilege to read the Gospel of John to her in German as she was passing, and a prayer team prayed for her. And the day before she died, she accepted Jesus just with tears running down her face because she couldn't speak.
Amen. So I just Hallelujah. To That's me. Great. Thank you. It is such a joy to be able to share experiences like that. One of the things, again, I forgot where I was at, but anyway, we try to get to every hotel and motel here in our area anyway every year, and as you can imagine, it's quite an undertaking.
Is it translated into?
I believe right off the top of my head, and I stand corrected if I'm wrong there, I think there's over 60 different languages that we have them in. Again, I've got one in Spanish. We have an awful lot of Spanish-speaking people here in our community, and they speak and read Spanish. We were doing a distribution in Wendover, and there was a lady there who I assumed was Spanish, and I offered her a Spanish Testament. She looked at that and said, what is that? I said, it's a Spanish Testament. Says, I'm not Spanish, I'm Iranian. And so we were able to, call back to headquarters in back east somewhere. I can't remember where it was at now. And they sent us a scripture, I think in Farsi or something. I'm not sure what they speak. And I was able to give it to her. And oh, she was so blessed by that we would do that for her. Just kind of a neat sideline, as it were. But again, we are our little camp here, our little community. We take care of Wendover to Winnemucca state line to Ely. And you living here in northeastern Nevada, we know how it is, all the traveling and so forth. It's hard to get enough people together to travel and do it. And we try to do this every year and then try to come to the churches every year to let you know what we've been able to accomplish and what we do. But you probably thinking, well, why in the world would I want to be a Gideon? Well, unfortunately, a lot of churches anymore, and I've been in some of them, you know, I felt like I wasn't doing enough. All I was doing, warming a chair, you know, why? And I was afraid to speak to people. And so when I had the opportunity to join the Gideons, then that gave me that opportunity then to share a scripture with somebody. And then I could share the Lord with them. But I don't know why I waited, but that's what we do, isn't it? We're a little afraid that people are going to reject us. But Jesus told us to go into all the world. We're all disciples. We're on the field. When we walk out that door, we're on the mission field. And we should all be out there sharing the good news of our Lord and Savior with everyone that we meet. I don't like knocking on doors and things like that. I think that's way intrusive. But there's an awful lot of opportunities to share God and our Lord and Savior with people that we meet all over our community. So you don't have to go to Japan or Iran or any place. We've got an awful lot to do right here. I wanted to share a story, though. I got a call from headquarters, and they said that there was one of the hotels, motels down in Ely, needed some Bibles. And I said, okay, we'll get together and we'll try to get down there as soon as we can. A couple weeks later, she called back. You haven't got that done, Nat. What's going on? Well, most of these places don't understand how it is out here in northern Nevada. And I finally told her, I says, you know, it's a 3-hour drive down there, and it's hard to get guys together. Everybody's working and so forth, but we will get it accomplished. You know, just be patient with us. And she says, oh, I didn't realize that. So arguably, we have one of the largest areas to cover, I think, here in the continental United States. But anyway, what a pleasure it is to do things like this. And I'm not sure where I'm at now. Any other questions, by the way? Maybe we could get through this here. I do want to share these little cards. And I found out today that you don't have a card rack, in which I will get one to you as soon as I possibly can. Why don't you share that video? And it'll explain it a lot better than I can, if you would, please.
You want to give them a special gift. One that's unique. One that will last. But in a world of temporary, what can you give? Give a Gideon card, the greeting card that changes everything. Gideon cards are beautiful expressions of faith, hope, and love. But Gideon cards give you a unique way to share a gift of lasting significance with those you love. Unlike other greeting cards, Gideon cards are actually free. And when you give a Gideon card, you donate scriptures that God can use to change lives for eternity. And the process is simple. Choose your card. Write your note. Send your card. And donate Bibles. Each year, Gideons place some 90 million scriptures into the hands of people in over 195 countries all over the world. People who need the kind of change that only God can bring.
I picked up a Gideon's Bible and read it and became immediately peaceful in a way that I had never experienced at the time.
The next occasion you have to honor someone special, give them a Gideon card and change a life. Give a voice to your faith in times of joy and sorrow, reflection and celebration, prayer and thanksgiving. share a Gideon card to express your faith, encourage others, and change lives for eternity. So don't wait. Give the greeting card that changes everything. Send a Gideon card online at sendtheword.org or select a card from the display in your church. Either way, you can give a special gift that's unique and will last. Gideon cards, send the word and change a life. Visit sendtheword.org today. Gideon cards, send the word and change a life.
These are really a wonderful way to not only bless someone, you know, with a card, but also place Bibles throughout the year. You don't have to wait for us to show up, you know, to do that. I hope I let you know that we are just an outreach ministry of the churches here, and you know, we try to do this as subtly as we possibly can. I expected to go a little bit longer than I have, so I hope you don't mind if I turn you out a little bit early. But I'll be standing in the hallway with an open Bible. If you feel that the Holy Spirit is leading you to assist us in this ministry with some funds, just wanted to let you know that every nickel, every dime, every dollar goes to the printing of Bibles. And we do all the placing, all the travel, everything out of our own pocket. So we want to ensure the fact that everything given by the church goes to Bible printing.
Milt, there's a ladies auxiliary for Gideon's as well.
Yes.
So girls can get involved.
It's more of a family-oriented thing. You have to have a husband first, you know. it's unfortunately... And it may change, I don't know.
Right, but there's a ladies' auxiliary.
Yes.
As well. Yeah.
And I should have pointed out, the ladies usually do distributions in doctor's offices with nurses and so forth. Yes. Did you have a question or something? Okay. That happens to me all the time. Thank you again.
All right, we thank you for sharing. Let's dismiss in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that it's eternal and never changing, and that it's powerful to change lives. And Father, I just pray that you help us to meditate on it more. Thank you for including us in your work to serve you, to bless people, and to build your kingdom here on earth. Father, we just thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.